Better Late Than Never. Here you are on Radiance by Design. This is a show about you and about me. And tonight, I want us to talk about some opinions. Some of us have opinions. See if you do, too. I'd love you to call in. We started late, so you better get calling pretty soon. We're going to do a quicker meditation tonight. And the subject that I wanted to be, for some of you, it might not be controversial, but for some, it will. I'd love you to let me know what you think about the feminine. We keep hearing that the patriarchy is going to be balanced by the rising feminine, and that's pretty exciting. You know, I think we're all going to do the hula dance in the UN. I don't know. But it just seems like the polarity is so intense, and I'm wondering if the feminine is either getting not enough airplay, or what do you think in your world, in your subjective reality? Are you seeing the rising of the feminine, the empowerment of the feminine? And this is not only in women, it's in women and men. And to me, the rising of the feminine means that we're more community consciousness, more community conscious, more aware of one another's needs, more nurturing. I know that there's a huge global thing about food, whether people are starving to death because of a lack of food or starving to death because of the poisoning of our food by you know who. I'm not going to try and go through all that tonight. But all our all the manufactured supports of shelf life of food and so on is making, what did I read today by Lynn McTaggart, is that the aging factor is aging. We're aging longer. We're staying alive longer, but we're deteriorating at a very interesting and fast rate because of the food, the nature of the foods that we're being given. And the water is being polluted, and we're fracking up. Oh, goody, we got somebody calling in, and we're fracking up our earth. But on the other hand, caller, if you don't mind waiting just a minute, the rising of the feminine means a lot of people are more able to be intuitive, caring, creative. Just look at the spread of improv around the world. That, to me, is kind of a rising kind of consciousness of being able to be funny and spontaneous and uplift a lot of people. Now, I don't know. That's a small example. So what do you think? Let's talk about the rising of the feminine. And are we becoming a more balanced species? Are we becoming more kind to one another and more nurturing? What do you think? And what is the spiritual feminine as well? Whatever you want to talk about in your life, but also the feminine. Good evening. You're on the air, and I'm glad. Hi.
Hi. This is Kathy from Bellingham.
Hi, Kathy from Bellingham.
I think you have an interesting subject. I would love to know what your guides think of the feminine, and also your other listeners. In the latest publication, I think it was Time magazine, there were several women who had become Catholic priests, and they were all excommunicated. And I think, well, where are the examples for the feminine? You have women now allowed to go into combat. Well, that's great. So they can be like men and kill people too. Where's our role models for the feminine? When women have babies, they go into daycare, and women go back to work, and it's kind of like, wow. I'd be interested.
Well, it's really interesting. I like your perspective. I guess, thinking about it, the guides are saying that it's rising in everyone, you understand? And that there's a consciousness of, like, you've got a lot of people who've gone to war, and they've really got a lot of PTSD, and they've got a lot of, they've been to war, and they have a lot of PTSD, a lot of shock, and a lot of sensitivity. And I think that the army people are much more vulnerable than they used to be. So I would say that the guides are saying that the rising of the feminine, the consciousness of pain and suffering and nurturing, is actually rising in these people, even though they're being conscripted to go to war. You see what I mean? So it's like rising.
Well, look at the bombers, the Boston Marathon, where if it's these guys, and if they're these young guys that they have in the press, they're so young. Why would they want to inflict so much pain and suffering on just basically innocent people?
Frankly, I have not heard who did the bombing. Who did do the bombing?
They don't know. They just have people in the newspaper and on the internet. You read they have people that they want to question, but you don't hear of women doing this. So I don't know. I think it's a very confusing time, and where are our role models out there?
Well,
there's no more Mother Teresa's.
I know, I was just going to say that. Let me say this, is that the media tends to be, I don't know how you feel about it, but my feeling is a lot of the media is more of the paternalistic approach. They have not shifted their paradigm yet. Unless you go into media like this, BBS Radio, if you go to media that's online, which when I was studying radio years ago, they talked about how the up-and-coming style would be narrow casting. That is, you take some subjects and you take some people's opinion and so on, and you put that forward instead of a real mass media consciousness. So what you're talking about is the mass media talking about, war and stuff. It tends to be run by the male model. Not all the men I know are like that, but the male model has been, let's get to the point, let's get out there and get it done, let's run things, let's dominate, and all that sort of thing. And I don't think that we get the whole story. Do you?
I don't know. I don't really believe we do.
You know, I don't think we get the female, the feminine side of it all. I don't think we hear who's nurturing who. I saw, and this is something interesting, Kathy, and I don't know if you saw this, but I might have mentioned it before, but I saw a discussion group of five women from all kinds of, all different Middle Eastern countries that had met one another online. And what they have become on Skype, I guess, was a group of friends. And because they had met each other and none of them were allowed to go out by themselves, they all started going out. These are all in different countries. And they all started going out, driving cars and doing a whole bunch of things. And they started to really support each other. And what they were talking about is they'd met online, and that's the one thing the internet has done, is introduced, for example, women in all kinds of different situations to one another and help them become more supportive and more supported all over the world. Anyway, these women were really excited about a newfound kind of power and liberation.
Yeah, that's a great example. And using modern technology.
Yeah, they're using modern technology to do what women tend to want to do, right, which is to create community, mm-hmm. to do mutual support, you know what I mean? So I think that you're right. What you're reporting is what comes on mainstream media, which I believe is still running the old paradigm, the male model. Anything? I suppose if we dug underneath it, we would find a terrific number of women doing very powerful things all over the world. And there's a lot of women really helping, like, African girls become free of the clitorectomy, the oppression that's gone on there, right?
Yeah. So what are your other listeners, what do they think?
Well, we want the other listeners to call in. We haven't heard from anybody.
Well, yet. I will get off the phone so that they can.
Okay, so what we're going to do is a little meditation, and then we're going to encourage everyone to call in and back what you said with their own feedback. And I thank you for being our first caller, Kathy.
Oh, great. And I would love to hear examples, because we don't have those role models so readily available anymore.
Well, one person I'd like to mention is, who is the woman, Bob? I'm going to ask Bob because he knows everything. Who is the woman who was in jail for 20 years over in Malaysia?
Yeah, in
Suu
Kyi. Yeah. She mm-hmm. got the Peace Prize.
Yeah, she's done some amazing work, right? sticking by her guns no matter what was oppressive, and people really adore her. They love her, and she's making a big difference. So that's one.
Yeah. How about one in our country?
Well, let's think about that. First, we'll do our meditation.
Okay. All right.
I want to say this. There's a lot of ministers and a lot of healers and a lot of amazing people. And you mentioned those nuns that became priests and then got excommunicated. That wasn't in this particular time, was it?
Yes.
Who were they?
I'd have to get the Banksy now. Yeah. Just came in.
They had their own ideas, is what Bob's saying. And that's exactly what we're talking about, is that if you have your own ideas and you're a woman, it's easy to kind of defrock you or dethrone you, isn't it?
Defrock you. Yeah, I guess so.
All right, we'll talk about it. Okay, thanks for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So let's all close our eyes and do our sacred geometric meditation. And I'd like us to do it because it creates a coherency out there in the community, all of you listening to Radiance by Design. So join me for a few minutes and close your eyes unless you're riding a unicycle on the edge of a cliff while reading a book. Okay? So let's call in above your head a golden ball, and below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And let's drop a filament of gold light from the upper ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. Good, you're in a skewer. And now drop a four-sided pyramid from the upper golden ball to about waist height, maybe 20, 40 feet out. And then upside down, matching it, point to point, base to base, another four-sided golden pyramid, and it points into the lower golden ball. Now, when you put those two pyramids together, you've got yourself a diamond shape, right? And you're inside of it. And inside your diamond, create a crystal ball, and the outside edges of your crystal ball touch the inside edges of your structure, your octahedron, your eight-sided figure. And inside of your beautiful crystal ball, there you are in a star tetrahedron. And that's a three-dimensional Star of David, and inside that star tetrahedron, find yourself spinning and spinning and spinning. Funny, my whole body starts to move like it's spinning as we do this. This is a very healing meditation. And now whilst you're spinning, look in front of you at this magical screen, and on this screen we're going to create some movies, and the first little movie is you making a movie of what you personally want to become. And I want to become multidimensional, and I want to become consciously multidimensional so I can see what's happening in the me that's in all kinds of different dimensions. And so I spin and spin and spin and see myself in this little movie I create. You don't have to do the same thing. What is it you would like to create for yourself to become? And then when you accomplish that, let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side. And then the second screen, the second film that you create is you doing something you really want to do. It might be a book, it might be a home and family, it might be a business, it might be, maybe you're creating another kind of movie, it doesn't matter. See all the resources coming to help you build whatever your project is. Good. And then when you see all the resources coming together and you yourself have helped complete this project, it's viable and you're so happy. And now see all the resources coming together to sustain your project, to keep it going. Good work. See all the pieces, the time, the money, the life, the dreams, the people. And they all come together. Doesn't it feel good? And now wrap it in light, move it over to the side, and now we bring in our Galactic Healing Center. Now remember, we have a lot of healing team around us, and have them stand around the table in your healing center. And the first person that comes to lie on that table is you. Learn my case means. Flop, you're up on your table. And let's ask your healing team what it is you need. How would you like to feel healing? Or how would you like to experience healing? What is it you need? If you know what you need, just ask them point blank. Otherwise, ask them to tell you what you need. Okay? And just feel the energy move around your body and through your body. Excellent. And then when it really gets going, wrap it in light so the whole picture can maintain itself and keep infusing you with light. And move it over to the side. And now you have a new healing table. And your team has replicated themselves. And let's bring in someone that you want to bring in. I'm going to bring in a woman who's had chronic pain for probably 60 years. And it's just incredible how much pain she's had to endure. Yet she does it. And I'm asking their help for her. Now, it's really interesting because she's had... Okay, all right. So here's what we're going to do. We're asking to undo and unhook those past life experiences that are still tied in her body-mind. Mm-hmm. And we're asking to bring up the deep-seated beliefs that she has way down deep in her, it looks like it's way down in her pelvic area, the base of her spine. And she's held some very deep beliefs and permission to release herself. Now, you don't have to do the same person as I do. I'm just using someone as an example. Now, we're asking that they help her relinquish her grip. Because on an energetic level, we have a grip and we're holding. That's right, these patterns. And they're infusing her with light. Good. Now, they're infusing her, looks like her spine, all the way through her spine, they're infusing it with light. Good. And now when that gets going really well, and it's moved right through her entire skeletal system by the looks of things, wrap it in light and move it to the side and let that continue. And now we have another, we have a gentleman coming in, and he's got a tremendous, oh my goodness, he's what I would call a mess. He's got PTSD from, I guess, the Vietnam War. He's an older man. And he's heavy and he lives on ice cream and Coca-Cola. Oh, my goodness. That alone does make you sick, right? But he, his PTSD is only locked in his body. It's really incredible. So we're asking if they can help him somehow. Perhaps to regain some enthusiasm regarding his life. That would be good, yeah. And what they're showing is deep, deep within him, he has a, I'm not sure if it's past life, but it certainly is ancient. He's got this really deep nugget, again, of self-hatred. There's a self-hatred in there that he had before he got his PTSD in this life. And they're saying that he has, okay. So what they're wanting to do is pull that up and release that, and they're showing how there's a real attachment between that in his lower belly, almost to the perineum, and his brain, and it's kind of like a rod in him holding him in place. Ah, and behind that, there's a very deep broken heart. And again, the guides are saying that he was actually broke. He was born with that to a degree, and of course, his life has resonated with that pattern. And we're asking to pull it, or they're doing it. I don't have to ask them how to do it. I'm laughing because I'm going to do another one now. Okay, now wrap that in light and have it continue. Who did you bring in? I hope when you call in, we'll know. And now let's create the a nice table, nice fresh table. And I think what we'll do is we'll put the patriarchy on it. What do you think of that? The entire consciousness of male dominance is very thousands of years old. I know a lot of men aren't like that, too. So don't take it personally, fellas. It's just a style of organizing systems, right? And there are a few people, we'll talk about this later, but there are a few beings that perpetrate this in an incredible way. On all levels of consciousness, they come in, well, perhaps not all levels, but some of them are beyond this planet or beyond the third dimension. So let's feel, see, and know these beings who run the patriarchy and have infused our planet with this patriarchal attitude. And now let's call in some of the golden lights. We know that some of the frequencies that are coming in from the universe these days are moving very, very quickly. They can perform a role of like acupuncture, can't they? And that you and I might find our lives topsy-turvy, and all kinds of people are coming up with crises because these come through. And when you get shaken up by them, it really flushes up some of the more hidden reactions that we've got. That's right, so bring it through, call it in, bring it in through the top of your head, down through your head, run it through your heart, out your hands, your arms, and then your hands, and then start to send it up through the perineal areas of as many of the patriarchal leaders as you can, because they're not wrong. They are just infused with attitudes and beliefs and control devices and hoodly-hoo that they're not even really choosing. They just think that's the way it is, right? And some of them are choosing. But in any case, what we're doing is running it through as many beings as we can. Change the energy, change the reality. Let's lift as many of the beings as we can. Good. You know, I don't know if we're going to change the world in this moment, but it sure feels good to do this, doesn't it? You notice that? And we're also going to infuse, okay. Now let's infuse, let's call in a lot of the feminine leaders or the leaders of the feminine rebalancing and infuse them as well. Give them some strength, some edge, some leg up, you know? All right. And as you see the light move up through all these beings, right, and see how, you know what's really interesting is if you see many, many, many of them and the light is coming up through many of them, you see this kind of emanation from them collectively, which kind of looks like a lot of guides in the distance. And they've got this kind of radiance or aura coming off them. See that as the collective vibration, and let's see a lot of it growing and growing and growing, implying or even saying that, yeah, that the consciousness is growing amongst the entire collective. Mm-hmm. Good work. Good work. And now wrap that scenario in light and ask the team, the healing team, and ask all of their healing teams and the healing teams beyond them to keep that going, keep confusing. And there's something, my cousin's visiting, lucky me, and there's something she mentioned today which I'd forgotten about, which is, and we've done this before, but I should have done it more often, I think. It would help. Let's call in all of us. We're moving this over to the side and letting it stew in light. And let's call in all of our, wrap yourself in light here. Okay, everybody wrap yourself in light. Okay, let's call in all our ancestors. And all those things that they've been stuck with, beliefs, attitudes, reactions, pain, trauma. Yeah, let's call in our own ancestors. And now using that same those same wonderful frequencies that are really amping up the universe. Have those lights come in and absolutely imbue or infuse our ancestral link with these lights of transformation. Let's ask them to ask themselves and their own guidance and their own ancestors to release, imbue themselves with this light and release themselves from old beliefs, from old reactions, from the lineage that they thought they were being, I guess, corralled by or run by. Now there's a lot of pulsing light here. Let's call in more and more of the links of the higher levels of consciousness of our guides and angels and our healing team, and have them bring a huge, huge light infusion in. Excellent. And have it just spin through all of these beings of the patriarchy and the growing feminine. And the releasing of our ancestral limitations. It's possible for us to be intensely unlimiting for time after time. Excellent. Okay, now send all of that off with a ball of light. And now one more time, we're going to call in from the great universes. These new lights coming in through the top of your head, down your neck, out your heart and your arms, and through your hands. You're going to pat various parts of the earth that need a special attention with these new frequencies. Places where people are sad, lost, lonely, poor, starving. Where the animals are short of food, or they're extinct or dying, or so on. Excellent. And just pat these places. I suddenly thought, it would be really nice to put little corks in all the guns, too, so when anybody shoots one, it goes pop. Possibility. Okay, and then just keep swaddling the entire world with beautiful, beautiful light, transformative light, like waves of acupuncture light. Round and round and round our planet, so the planet is just radiant. And have it flow back into your hands and up your arms. Swirl around in your heart. Back up through your neck and out your head. And straight out into the great central sun. And then I'd like you to close off the Galactic Healing Center. Jump into your star tetrahedron, which is like your light body. Spin and spin and spin and jump back into this room with me. I'd love you to call in. Call me. Let me know what's going on in your world. Do you think the feminine is really getting stronger? Who knows? Maybe you can tell me. All right, so let's call in. Oh, here's the, Bob's just given me the numbers. If you can't read them off the front of your, I don't know where it is, read them off the front of your screen. I'd love you to talk to me about the feminine. Kathy was right. It doesn't seem right that women are going off and killing people in war, because most women don't want to do that. The other thing that's happening is our brains are changing, aren't they? And there's so many people who are having, like, PTSD and really sensitive breakdowns from the awful experiences of going through that. It doesn't sound like we're getting tougher and more bold and more courageous about killing. All right, the call-in number is 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. It's an interesting time because we have income tax time. We have a lot of people really afraid about money. We have people terrified to vote for changes in our system so that we can have health care. We have people polluting our food like nobody's business. And I was reading online that the Robbins, John Robbins from Baskin and Robbins and his son are participating in a huge evolutionary food workshop. And I think that's the rising of the feminine as well, isn't it? Where people starting to say, hey, look, we have to do this on a global level. We have to look at what distortions we're doing for the food and what it's doing for our health, and how can we empower ourselves to take over that with the abundance of sustainability and so on. I think that's quite feminine. I think that's a part of the rising of the feminine, the empowerment of people to take charge of their home, their family, and their life. What other indicators do we have? So maybe you want to talk about that. What else is the feminine like? Let's see. We have nurturing, caring. We have medical stuff. Have you noticed lately, and apparently, and I haven't really researched this, Bob told me, that in the services, the medical support has gotten way too expensive, the technological medical support, so they're using a lot of alternatives. And that's really quite feminine as well, isn't it? So bringing through the energies and really nurturing one another, finding ways to rebalance our energies, and it's not all about putting in sort of poison, possibly or potentially poisonous things that create reaction in our body-mind. I figure that it's pretty important, because if you're going to do that with the military, then it means it's going to be used as an example to find ways of healing. You know, it's always cutting edge. When people go to war, they come back and learn all kinds of health things because they have to, because it's an emergency on a massive level. So I think that's a really good sign. Not that I think alternative is the only way to go. But I think the ancient techniques of energy movement and that sort of thing have a lot to do with evolving us so that we're nurturing of ourselves. But let's see, how can I put this? I know I talked last week about William Henry and how he talked about the levels of consciousness of different planets out in the universes, and how the ones that blow themselves up tend to be at zero level of consciousness, meaning that they harvest the energy for their needs by destroying the source of them, which is what we've been doing, right? But he also talked about how the first levels, they know about bringing in higher frequency energies from the universe in order to catalyze whatever energy production they need on this planet. And then it goes up from there. He was talking about 2, 3, 4 levels of consciousness, where there are great species out there in different galaxies that do not destroy their lives and their planet in order to sustain themselves. It sounds to me like it's not necessarily just a straight survival thing, but you know as well as I do that as we live and as we die, there's an ongoing evolution always, way beyond what's going on in the third dimension. And they seem to be, you know, well on the track for that. I really love that. And William Henry claims that there are a number of people in the first and second levels of consciousness here on Earth. So our opportunity to move into a more balanced, not so patriarchal, but male, female, holistic kind of a unity or a oneness attitude on this planet it's not prevalent yet, but it's possible. And in the oneness blessing system, they have found that it went like wildfire for a while anyway. I don't know if it still is, but people were really, really interested in creating the changes it would take to become one around the world with all kinds of different people. That's a lot different than the combative stuff of the old patriarchal model. Which brings me to talking about my guest for Paradigm Shifters is Vladimir Turek. He's another fellow who's really quite intriguing. He talks about the dimensions. He's an intuitive, he's a scientist, and so on. And he talks about dimensions, of living and how you can live in multiple dimensions simultaneously. He talks about the collective, and he talks about how the sort of things we were just talking about, which is how the collective is absorbing, or it's, I was talking to him today for a while, and he was saying that part of the problem with the collective is with the new energies coming in, that you find that people, if we become conscious about this, and I think you and I know this, if we become conscious and we're absorbing downloads of new frequencies coming in from the universes, that can catalyze big shifts in us. But we can also get bamboozled by it, or we can feel bopped around by it. And instead of taking advantage of it and integrating these through our body minds, we become defensive and we become reactive. You see, because we want to hold on to the same old thing that's been happening in systems all over the world forever. We want to hold on to whatever was secure and safe. That's when we move quickly in a reactive form without having the consciousness to integrate new things and new ideas. And that always means, you know, my guides say that 95% of the job is clearing, clearing, and more clearing. If we're going to make room for what we're assuming is a rising feminine or these incredible new frequencies coming in from the universe, we need to become conscious about it. We need to take them in consciously and allow ourselves to face the reactions that come up, like in the case of the patriarchy, the fear of giving over to the feminine, for example. Gee, I don't want to move over and share the space and become community conscious when I'm the lord of the manor. It's that kind of, I know that was kind of an extreme example. Most guys aren't like that, or most people aren't like that. But it is a consciousness issue for us to bring in a new, even if it's coming up through you, a new feeling, a feeling of dying to the moment, releasing who we are or who we think we are, and the security that that sort of provides, at least for a moment, and dropping it all in order to expand and bring in a new way of being, a new way of understanding. It's really interesting. So what he's saying is that the way that we're being, it's so rambunctious, he was saying today, that with these new frequencies coming in, it's so rambunctious that what's happening is we're kind of caught in a sea of reactions. And my feeling about that is, as an intuitive, you know, is when I look around on the planet intuitively, I go, you know, I still, and I've seen this for quite a while, I see these kind of bubbling lights of new consciousness rising up amongst people all over the place. And they're not making mainstream media right now. Not yet, anyway. But I really feel like even though we're caught in a sea of reactions in a lot of ways, there are people who are beginning to take action, for example, on sustainability, on planting good foods, on fixing the soil, on making free energy systems so that you can use your cars in a way that is not going to pollute the planet and all that sort of thing. There's an awful lot of that going on. And I see that as the rising of the feminine because it's got a nurturing quality instead of a conquering quality to it. Anyway, I think it's going to be really interesting to talk to Vladimir. He's talking also about, he says that the beings, the guardians, what did he say about voting and about the political system is very patriarchal. And he said it's really, you know, it's a very big duality time and who's got what. And, you know, it's a pretty dark time for a lot of people. And I still say a lot of that is the media's orientation to it. But in any case, he says that none of the media, none of the voting or the government structures are up to us as beings. He says it's all up to, this is what Vladimir believes, it's all up to the guardians that are offshore. The guardians talk about putting your money in offshore banks. And he says most of the real power or guidance is from these offshore guardians that are in different dimensions and that really make the decisions collectively about what's going to happen on this planet. He said there's a lot of sword rattling, what is the word, saber rattling, going on in government places. Because I said, what about North Korea and this and that? And he's saying, none of that's going to happen because the guardians are way stronger. And, you know, I have wonderful guidance, and I really believe in that. So I'm questioning, like, where is he coming from? And I said, who are these offshore guardians? Who are these beings that you're talking about? And he says, basically, it's our higher selves and levels of dimensions of our own self beyond that and other beings from other parts of the universes that all are together. And so we're very much a part of what runs this planet. But once again, it's a matter of choosing that we can really let ourselves feel and absorb some much higher frequencies and higher energies than we've allowed ourselves to do for the sake of security. I think it was Alan Watts who wrote a book on spirituality, and Alan Watts from the 60s who wrote something about the value of insecurity, and that on a spiritual level, on a spiritual path, we all need to be able to be insecure and be proud of that kind of thing. So what do you think? I see you're not phoning in, but that's too bad because I'd really like you to, because now I'm talking all the time here. Anyway, the value of the feminine. So what do you think? Do you think it's all going to change? Do you think it's going to infuse us all with the ability? Do you think we're going to allow? How's that? Are we going to allow ourselves to be infused with or imbued with enough feminine wisdom to do what the Dalai Lama apparently said, which was that the Western older woman was going to make a huge difference on this planet? So I figure, well, it's all about a hairdo, and we need to really have some fun being more feminine and really trusting that when we're nurturing, we're loving, and we're playful with one another, and we eat well, and so on, and we feed one another well, that's where the real power comes in. What do you think about that? And also, I meant to tweet about this. Marianne Williamson did another Sister Giant thing last night. Have any of you paid attention to her recent... she started a new women's group called Sister Giant, and there's a lot of big names involved in it. And once a month, I think they had somebody on the financial world, somebody on the political, the development of political strategies and stuff. She's trying to bring subjects that rule and run the patriarchy forward so that women all over the world can sign on and pay attention to her online, I guess their seminars. I haven't taken the time, I'm sorry to admit that, but I think it's really exciting that she's doing that. Then there's millions of women signed up to join in on that kind of discussion. So let's see. One more thing I want to say is, okay, now I want to look at a couple of women out there who are, Okay, so we have several women that I'm looking at that have, and I've got a couple of young girls here, and a couple of women in middle years, and they're all dealing with chronic, painful illnesses. And I want to say two things about that. One of them is that these women have all had, just like you have and I have had a number of lifetimes in which in their challenges they've taken on, sort of like what Vladimir was talking about, reactions in such a way as to store those in their bodies like programs. And even though you have a different body, you have, a similar energy body, or energy body full of beliefs. I always think we're like a library. People say babies are born so innocent without anything. I go, yeah, I don't think so, actually. I think they're born with like a huge library of their own, of all the places they've been. So when I'm looking at these women, especially, I'm seeing four of you, two younger women and two, that one of them is older and one of them is kind of in the middle years, and you all have chronic pain, and they all started from other lives. And in all four cases, they come from suppression of, now this could be not necessarily a feminine thing, it could be just a creative thing or an intelligent thing, but what they're showing here is that suppression has created It's like a chronic ouch. It's really incredible. One of them is a woman who's got this incredibly awful chronic pain that she is never without pain. And I want to say that in all these cases, In all these cases, it is the suppression of the feminine for four beings who are essentially very, very powerful, but are terrified that that power at some level is going to cost them their lives. It's going to cost them credibility. It's going to cost them home and family. Now, that's going to sound really trite and simple, but it isn't. There's a lot of people I know that as soon as they step into their power, there's rejection. Okay, there's rejection in their homes, rejection in their families, rejection sometimes from their closest mate, rejection sometimes from parents, rejection sometimes from community, not because they've done anything wrong, but because as they shock the controls of that security or that common thought process, what happens is they get rejected. So what happens is the people who let themselves stay suppressed in order to keep this community very often will have incredible body pain. So if that sounds like you, here's the deal. I'd love you to call forth, if you've got some kind of aches and pains, and it's okay if you're a male or a female, you have some aches and pains that are inexplicable or long term, or if they're explicable, they're called, my father would have called it Tiesel Tiboris, or something equally as made up. You know, if you've got something that's going on a long time, ask yourself right now, wrap yourself in light, because we don't want to take on each other's, and ask yourself if you have a suppression related to it. Is there anything that you're suppressing in your body, mind? And in all four cases, now each of you has it in different parts of your body, but one of you has got it suppressed right in the solar plexus in a huge way, and then again in the almost going down to the, down into the ovaries area. One of you has got it in the back, at the lower part of the spine, and all around the pelvic area and the throat. One of you has it in the forehead, behind the eyes, in the legs, and the, I want to say a numbness in the entire lower part of your torso. These are just suppressions, you understand? I want you to feel those and feel it and call it up and call it what it is. And then call in your guides and angels and some of those amazing frequencies. And ask for help as you command total release or as you create the energy change with these frequencies that will help you transmute some of these denser frequencies. This is Veronica Entwistle. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design tonight. And I certainly hope you'll tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock for Paradigm Shifters. We're going to have Vladimir Turek, who's an amazing healer. He's a multidimensional character. He's got all kinds of research from different power structures and different dimensions. And there's going to be a podcast of his show the next day on Wednesday. And if you'd like to be in touch with me, check my website, find out where I am, what I'm doing, and whether you can join in, or if you've got questions and suggestions, feedback, guests, whatever. There is an Ask Veronica button on my wonderful new website, and I'd love to hear from you. So thank you so much for listening. Thanks for your call, Kathy. And this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I don't know if I gave you my address. It's veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. Take a deep breath and send a blessing out to one another. Good night.